mustered the others with her. I mean, there were laughing faces all around me in spite of the cold. Everywhere the little bleeder led me, laughing faces. I didn't like tailing anyone at the best of times, but New Year's Eve, it was all Viv's fault. He sent me following the kid. We'd been on to him for about a week, and Viv had one of those funny feelings of his that he'd make a drop on New Year's Eve. So there I was, following a kid of 18 through the streets of London on New Year's Eve. And it was cold. He didn't seem too keen to get where he was going, just dawdled along. I hoped he was feeling as cold as I was. We passed one pub, then another. And finally, he weakened and walked into a place called the Three Feathers.
Yeah, mate, what's it gonna be?
Double scotch, no ice, no water.
Calm me, lad.
He served me and worked his way down the busy counter until he got to the boy.
I'll have a small brandy, please.
How old are you, son?
19. Is it important?
All right. Don't get nasty. Come in, lad.
I couldn't hear what they were saying. They seemed to have a lot to talk about. I'd been thinking that he'd come into the pub to get out of the cold. I mean, he hadn't seemed in any hurry. It never occurred to me that this place might have been the drop.
Here you are, Dick. One small brandy, 30p, top.
Until I watched him with the brandy, then I knew. He lifted the glass with his right hand.
Cheers.
And with the left hand, he picked up the little cardboard coaster and slipped it into his top pocket.
Good luck, mate. Happy New Year.
Adam Kane in Old Acquaintance.
Well, that's a spot of luck, Adam.
Luck nothing. I tailed him to the pub. We were expecting a drop.
But we had no idea it would happen so soon. You might have had to stay on the streets until heaven knows what hour.
Yeah.
What is the time, by the way?
10 past.
10 past what?
9.
My goodness. Less than 3 hours of the old year left. We might just manage it.
Manage what?
We could sew up the whole nasty business and still have time for a New Year drink. Wouldn't you like that, Adam?
Lovely.
Three Feathers, you said.
That's right. Over there to the left. See it?
Yes, I see it. Did you see the barman?
Yeah. Little bloke. Cockney.
Balding, nice blue eyes?
That's the one.
I was afraid it might be.
Why afraid?
Well, if it's Frankie Shaw, he's supposed to be working for us. Let's go and have a word with him, shall we? We'd like two small scotches. And a word with you, Frankie.
Two small scotches. No time for a word now, sorry.
That's the one?
That's him, all right.
Here he comes for the drinks.
Yeah. He's just going to have to find a little time, isn't he?
Two small scotches, 60p, top.
Time for a chat, Frankie.
On New Year's Eve, are you barmy?
We're not asking you, Frankie.
Here, just who do you think you
are? Look at that, Frankie.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's different. Look, here. Can you wait a tick? I'll have to find a relief.
Not too long.
Give me 10 minutes. Where will you be?
What's wrong with right here?
That's no good. That's not a good idea. They won't buy that. Have you got a car?
Across the road. The little black saloon.
Wait for me in the car. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
His time's very nearly up.
Patience, Adam. Not quite 10 minutes yet.
He's done a bunk. He knows we're onto him, and he's scarpered out the back way.
It's possible, but I doubt it. I don't think Frank is a double agent.
Ah, come off it, Viv. I saw him make that drop, neat as anything. If the kid is on their side, then so sure.
Wrong.
What?
There he comes now, looking around for the car. Flick the lights. Yes, he's seen us crossing the road now.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to be in much of an hurry.
Look out, Adam, that car.
Frankie! Look out! Adam!
Is he?
Yeah. He's dead. Wouldn't have thought it possible.
No, but did I. I mean, just how could a car get up enough speed in the West End of London on New Year's Eve to run down and kill a bloke? Run him down deliberately. Frankie Shaw had been murdered. None of us had expected it. Least of all poor Frankie. Lying there in the middle of the street, he still looked surprised.
Who's that? Who is it?
Alan.
Oh. Did you get it?
Yes, here.
Huh? Ah, yes. Thank you. Any trouble?
No.
Good. Well, well done, lad. Like a drink to celebrate.
Celebrate what?
Oh, whatever you like. A mission well accomplished or the bright new year. But it's nearly upon us. Not more than an hour to all.
No, thanks.
Alan?
What's the matter?
Where are you going?
Out. Do you mind?
As a matter of fact, I do. I'd much rather you stayed here. For the rest of the night, at least.
Well, then. I don't have a choice, do I?
No, it's not as bad as that. I've asked a friend of yours to stay here as well. You won't be lonely.
Friend?
Through there. She's waiting for you.
Hello, Alan.
What are you doing here?
Came to see you. Your father asked me.
Did he? Well, that was nice of him.
Well, I'll leave you two young people together. I've a great deal to do. Don't try and go out, Alan.
Well?
Oh, Alan. Alan, please don't look like that. I wanted to come here. He didn't force me.
Did you? Why?
Because I love you. That's why.
What are they? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, they're not the KGB.
You sound pretty certain about that.
Well, you tell me about Shaw.
Part-time. He used to be attached to the Anderson Network until it broke up.
Yeah?
I've been paying him for 6 years now. We've used him once or twice as a drop or a safe house. He's been very reliable.
Until now. The Anderson organization was a private thing, wasn't it?
Yes. Kept their noses clean, though. They did most of their work for us.
Mm-hmm.
At least they always gave us the first option. They only sold to the other side when we weren't interested.
Mm. Now, tell me what you know about this kid.
Alan Graveney. Long-haired young troublemaker. It was his father who tipped us off.
Come again?
Sir Matthew Graveney. You must have heard of him.
Vaguely.
Millionaire industrialist. Not exactly top drawer, but he's rich and holds a great deal of the right sort of cards.
Political.
Let's say he's made some very important friends.
And he tipped you off that his son was doing some nasty things that weren't in the national interest.
Exactly that. I think the boy has become involved with some sort of subversive organization that may not be directly connected to the KGB, but almost certainly has Russian backing.
The KGB isn't the only Russian network.
Quite. You saw the boy pick up a drop tonight. He must be up to something.
Now, hang on a tick. He picked up the drop from one of your blokes.
It gets quite complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah. Look, Viv, what say we pack the whole thing up tonight, eh? Have a couple of drinks, wish each other Happy New Year, get a good night's sleep and have another think about it in the morning, eh?
No.
No?
You lost the boy and you lost Shaw. Shaw's dead, but presumably the boy is still alive. I think you ought to find him and have a word with him.
Tonight?
Tonight.
So, I thought the best thing to do was give his old man a tinkle. He had a private unlisted number, but it didn't do much good. He'd had one of those tinny little answering machines plugged into it.
This is 816-74329. If you require this party urgently, please phone 648-7396 or leave a message starting now.
I didn't leave a message. The number turned out to be a posh club in Mayfair. Sir Matthew was there.
Mr. Who?
Kane. Adam Kane. I'm a friend of Vivian Spencer Dickens.
Mine indeed, one of those. Well, now, what can I do for you, Mr. Kane?
Alan. Do you know where he is?
Of course I do. He's at home.
Do you mind if I pop over and have a word with him?
Do you really have to, tonight?
Yes. I'm afraid I have to.
Well, then I suppose you'd better. Do you need me there?
No, I don't think so.
Good. I'll phone the house and tell them to expect you, Mr. Kane.
That was nice. I like to be expected. It saves a lot of trouble if the person you're visiting is on your side. Now, I had good reason to think Alan Graveney wasn't on my side, but that his dad, Sir Matthew, was. So I popped over to the Graveney mansion. It looked cozy inside.
Come over here and sit next to me.
You don't have to be nice. My father isn't here.
Oh, do you think I'm only nice to you when your father's in the house?
How much is he paying you?
He isn't paying me a penny. Oh, I love you. Please believe me.
I'd like to believe you, Steph. I really would, but... Who's that?
Oh, don't worry about it. Someone will answer.
Yes.
Now, come over. Talk to me, Alan.
Come on, come on. I thought we said they were going to be expecting. That's better. Hey, now, look here, mate. You!
Hello, Kane. Come on in. Are you coming in, or do I shoot you right there?
I was right off my guard. Wouldn't you be? I mean, you watch the bloke getting ground into the tarmac by a speeding car. You run over to the body. You see that he's dead. You watch him scrape him up and carry him off to the police mortuary. And then you ring a posh doorbell in Hampstead. And there he is, complete with automatic. Frankie Shaw.
Inside, Kane, quickly! That's better. Into that room.
Walk? How did you... I mean...
Questions later, walk!
Is the boy here?
You'll find out. You wait in there until the governor gets back. Oh, just a tick. I'll have your gun first. Ta. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Viv isn't going to believe this one. Let's see if I get the chance to tell him about it.
He's here.
Good. Was he surprised to see you?
You could say that.
Yes, I'm sure he was surprised. Poor Mr. Kane. Is my son all right?
Yeah, he's been taken care of.
That girl. I don't know what we're going to do about her.
You getting soft, Graveney?
It isn't that. I want to leave as few bodies behind as possible.
It won't make any difference. The operation's nearly over. We'll be out of country by tonight.
Yeah, you're right, of course. Who's first?
What about Adam Kane?
What? When did it come in? I see. Read it back again. Yes. Yes, just a minute. Right. Right. Yes. Yes, I've got that. Is the man reliable? I see. Well, it seems we're in trouble, doesn't it? Thank you.
Who would have thought it? Look, get me Devon as quick as you can. Poor Adam. Hello, sir. Spencer Dickens. What? Oh, it's just 23 minutes to 12. Of course, sir. Of course I know what night it is. This is most terribly urgent. I've just received a most urgent dispatch from our man in Geneva. Shall I read it to you? Yes, of course, sir. Well, it reads, most urgent. Information from impeccable banking sources indicates a massive run on sterling. Unprecedented. Figures indicate that sterling will drift to less than 50% of current parity. Appears to be an ingenious coup of KGB origin. Suspect man in London is Matthew Graveney. Ends. That's right, sir, Graveney. I've already sent someone round there, but I think we're too late. Who? Kane, sir. Adam Kane.
Don't get up, Kane.
You're Graveney?
Sir Matthew Graveney, right? I believe you wanted to see me.
Wrong. I wanted to see your son.
Well, it won't do you any good. Shaw?
Right here.
Get rid of him.
Hang on a tick.
Well?
Look, you're doing me in. He's not going to prove anything.
Dead right.
Haven't I got the right to know why?
You've got no rights, Kane.
No, just a minute. Don't you know, Kane? Don't you know what this is all about?
Of course he does.
I'm not so sure. He'd hardly have walked into this little trap so blithely if he had the slightest idea. You're wondering how Shaw survived the little accident, aren't you?
That'll do for starters.
Come on, we're wasting time.
Well, since you'll be dead in the next 10 minutes, it won't hurt to explain. This isn't the man who was killed outside the Three Feathers, Kane. This isn't Frankie Shaw. Your research into the workings of the Anderson network wasn't quite complete. You didn't discover that Anderson had two Shaws working for him. The man who moved onto the MI6 list was Frankie Shaw. This is his twin brother, Harry.
Who killed Frankie?
I did.
You're quite a lad, aren't you, Harry?
You still don't know the purpose of my little network.
You're not KGB.
Wrong. That's exactly what we are. Not the KGB, you know. We belong to a very special section of the KGB, the financial section. Our task has been to destroy Britain's economy. I don't think we've been doing too badly.
You mean you've been engineering the run on sterling?
And the very lopsided balance of payments. Yes, we've done all that. And tonight we've almost achieved the final stroke. Through my holdings in Switzerland, there'll be a massive run on the pound that will reduce its parity by over 50%. That should be the final nail in Britain's coffin, I should think.
He's heard enough.
I quite agree. You can shoot him now.
Dad, I've got to talk to you.
Well, what do you want?
Who's this?
What do you want, Alan?
The girl, Stephanie. She's gone.
What?
She went up to the bathroom. She didn't come back. I went looking for her, but the window was open. She's run away.
Sure.
What about him?
He can wait for a while. Find that girl.
A little light was breaking through the mess. It was starting to make a little sense. I didn't know who the girl was, but I was grateful to her. Graveney and Shaw moved out of the room. Shaw running, Graveney walking. He closed the door and locked it. He didn't seem to notice the boy. He'd locked the boy in the room with me. Perhaps that's what he'd meant to do.
Who are you?
It doesn't matter. What girl were you talking about?
Steph. She's a friend.
Then why did she run away?
I don't know. He's locked us in.
Yeah, well, I've got the same problem. You don't happen to have a key, do you?
No, he'd never trust me with anything like that. My father... Why has he locked me in?
That window, where does it lead?
Outside the house, there's an alleyway.
Has it got bars on it?
I don't think so, but you can't get out of the alleyway. There's a steel door at the end. You'd be trapped in there.
We'll see about that.
You can't get out. You're wasting your time.
Cheery bye, kid.
I wish someone would listen to me.
Right, come on, Alan. I want you to... Where's Kane?
He went out of the window.
Shaw?
Yeah.
Kane, he's in the alley. Go and get him.
Pleasure.
This is going to be easy. The kid was right. It's steel door on one side and a brick wall on the other. The only way out is back through the window.
Kane! Where are you? You can't get out.
No, that's not such a good idea.
Come on out, Kane.
There's got to be a way.
Up here.
What?
Up here on the wall. There's a ledge up here.
Hang on. You're the girl who went missing.
That's right. Who are you?
Never mind. I'm not one of them.
I thought you were. I thought you were looking for me. Until I heard Shaw. Is he trying to kill you?
That about it.
Why? Are you a policeman?
Sort of.
Jane! Come on out. I know you're there.
Let's do it.
Sit tight and hope he doesn't see us.
Didn't you get him?
I don't know where he is. He's scarred.
Well, that's impossible.
Go and have a look.
But where could he go?
Search me, mate. He's not there.
Well, we'll have to move a little sooner than we planned. What's the time?
10:50.
The plan's waiting for us. It'll take us 15 minutes to get to it. Meanwhile, I still have to send the message to Geneva.
They're not expecting a message till 12.
Well, let's hope they're standing by now. Get the cougar off that radio.
Where's the boy?
Well, I've no idea. It doesn't matter.
Well, what was that girl doing here?
We can talk about that after I've spoken to Geneva.
I want to know now.
Well, it's quite simple. She's one of them.
Them?
MI6. She's been making great cow eyes at the boy for months now. But I knew what she was up to.
So why the blaze is in her into the earth?
They're coming through.
Answer me, Gravely.
It's quite simple. I'd much rather have her here in the house where I could see what she was up to than...
Dad. Outside the street, there are cars, dozens of them.
Oh, blast! And get into the garage, warm up the car.
Blasted MI6, they're onto us.
Too late. Once I've got this major through, it won't matter. Hello, Geneva. Hello, Geneva. Gravely to Geneva. Oh, where are they? Why don't they come through? Take care of him.
Right.
He's heading for that garage. Hello, Alan.
Steph, what are you...
One down. Let's get the others.
Have you got a gun?
Not anymore.
It's all right. I've got one.
Three cheers for Women's Lib.
They're waiting. Blast them, waiting for 12.
Only a moment or two, we'll still be all right.
That's what you think, Shaw.
Kane! Here, get him, Shaw.
Right!
Adam!
Don't shoot!
Shaw, look out!
What?
The girl! No, Kane! Get away from me! No!
That's your lot, mate.
Adam, who's that?
Well, that'll be Viv. Better let him in. He likes to know what's going on.
Happy New Year, Adam.
Yeah, I'll think of that.
Tell me, what'll they do to Gravely?
I don't know, stick him away on the moor for a spell.
And Alan?
Ah, he's a bit of a young clot, but I don't think they'll be too tough on him. Why, do you mind about him?
No, not really. He was a bit young for me.
And just how old are you?
18. But I much prefer older men.
How much older?
How old are you, Adam?
My name is Adam Kane. Is broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkendale as Adam Kane.